Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the opposition politics in Zimbabwe following the resignation of former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa last week and the way forward as he celebrates his 46th birthday today, indicating that he's planning a massive political comeback. We'll also be looking at tomorrow's by-elections with the ruling ZANU-PF party set to have a two-thirds majority in parliament. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in Ukraine. A team of journalists who filmed the devastation of Russia's siege of Mariupol in Ukraine are nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary. Katrina Lusnavo has the story for VOA.
And now, the nominees for Best Documentary Feature Film. 20 Days in Mariupol.
A moment of pride for Mstislav Chernow and his team, as their documentary is nominated for an Oscar. But, says Chernow, the recognition for 20 Days in Mariupol is bittersweet.
It is a bittersweet moment, a moment to acknowledge that the world cares. And at the same time, the moment to acknowledge that this all happened and this film exists because of the huge tragedy.
Produced by the Associated Press and PBS Frontline, the documentary takes a comprehensive, unsparing look at the first weeks of Russia's full invasion. Chernow arrived in the port city of Mariupol with Yevheny Maloletka and Vasilisa Stepanenko about an hour before the bombardment in early 2022. In weeks that followed, they filmed the aftermath of strikes, one of which hit a maternity hospital. Chernow says the documentary shows the reality of Russia's war.
It just became so much more than just the story of Mariupol. It became the story of all the Ukrainian cities that got destroyed by Russian bombs.
With the film showing in Kyiv and at international festivals, Chernow says he feels a responsibility to preserve the memory of Mariupol and to represent his country's film industry. The Oscar nomination is a first for Ukrainian filmmakers and the Associated Press.
And I wish I could represent it in a much better, more peaceful way, but this is what it is now. We are the country at war. We are the country that was attacked, and our cinema will be inevitably telling the story of that war.
His colleague, Vasilisa Stepanenko, also sees the nomination as a chance to ensure that Mariupol citizens are heard.
I remember being in Mariupol, how people said me that we all forgot about us. We have no voices. Everyone will forgot about us. No one will help us. But now we can say that people from Mariupol have their voices all around the world. And I'm so proud of this.
Stepanenko and her colleagues will find out if 20 Days in Mariupol wins its category at the Academy Awards on March 10th. Katerina Lisunova, VOA News.
Addressing journalists on his 46th birthday in Harare today, former CCC President Nelson Chamisa says he's planning a massive comeback into local politics, a move he says will bring back the glory of that Zimbabwe deserves. When asked about what led to his resignation last week, this is what he said.
Well, I must say that it's a resignation from an institution. I was not called to be a tax shop owner, but to own supermarkets. I was not called for a partisan role. I was called for, and I'm saying I was called, I did not call myself, for national leadership, to unite the people, to show people love, and to build a nation, and to transform this great country into staggering heights of glory. So the breaking point is when you see that you are forced to play a role in a circus where you are wasting time about party issues, petty issues. The goal is broader. the real issue is to have a new leadership and a new government, new policies, a new trajectory for the people, and resolve the key questions affecting Zimbabweans. People want food, people want, you know, school fees, people want hospitals to be affordable, people want good roads. And that is the focus. So when you focus about funny games, particularly if you are forced to chase a kite, you just have to ignore that kite. The real fight is Mother Zimbabwe, not 30 political parties.
Chamisa also spoke about the way forward for him politically.
No, in fact, the nation is leaderful. There is no absence of leadership at all. If anything, this is a necessary state. You know, I will take you back to the Bible. Whenever God is about to bless a nation, to bless a people, they are forced to separate from certain of their, you know, comfort zones. You know, Abraham is asked to give his Isaac. Not because God wanted to punish Isaac, you know, Abraham, but it's because that's God's principle. You must give up certain things in order for you to gain what must be gained. He was told, you know, you must leave your place where you grew up and go to a place I will show you. So there's a place that we have been shown, fellow Zimbabweans. And you must go to that place. Don't despair, don't agonize, trust the process. The land is beautiful. And Canaan is on the horizon. It's going to come. Well, it's coming, and I can tell you that we are fully aware of the anxiety, but you know, you also need to understand that at times it's not necessarily about Nelson Chamisa the person, it's about the people. You know, people make the mistake of thinking that I do things as an individual. No, there are forces, you know. I have one chief advisor. People always say, no, who is this advisor? The Holy Spirit is a powerful advisor, you know, for each and every human being. So it's very important to understand that when we are taking, you know, steps or decisive moves, they are motivated and inspired. And of course, we must also carry the best, the people of Zimbabwe, as we go. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
That there was former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa in Harare today. The High Court today issued an order saying that recalled members of the CCC, including Gift Osalo Siziva and Amos Chibaya, cannot contest in tomorrow's by-elections. The High Court Judge Justice Kweenda said his order must be executed by applicants based on a previous High Court order that disqualified Chibaya and others from contesting by-elections using the name Citizens Coalition for Change, pending an appeal case in the Supreme Court. It is not clear when the Supreme Court will hear the matter. If there is no order in favor of Chibaya and his colleagues tonight, it means all recalled members contesting as CCC will not participate in the by-elections. Tomorrow, with the absence of Chibaya and his colleagues, ZANU-PF is assured of picking seats for the party to have a two-thirds majority in parliament. If that happens tomorrow, ZANU-PF will be able to change the constitution amid fears that Zimbabwean leader Emmerson Mnangagwa wants to be in office for a third term. There was no immediate comment from Mr. Mnangagwa's office. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing about the issues facing the country's opposition after the resignation of Nelson Chamisa from CCC last week. We'll also be looking at the by-elections to be held tomorrow. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Masimba Mabaza, and we also have a Skype guest, Lionel Kore, a political analyst, while we're waiting for our other guests to join us. Welcome to the program, my gentlemen.
Welcome.
Welcome, Mark. And welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I'll start with you, Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Your party is believed to be planning to change the constitution once it has a two-thirds majority in parliament so that Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa can run for office in 2028. Can you comment on this?
Thank you. Thank you, Marv. And the first thing you need to understand, the president does not intend or has never made an intention to anybody that he wants to stand for the third term. You must realize that when we came up with the constitution, which reduced the term to two terms, the president was in charge and was in control of the ZANU-PF team, which was representing us into the constitutional changes. So there is no way the president would have to do that. In any case, the fact that ZANU-PF is going to get a two-thirds majority, it's not our planning. It is a gifted to us by God. When the CCC started to have their problems in their own camp and started to recall each other, and then their president ran away from them and dumped them and left them alone without a leader, it's nothing to do with ZANU-PF. It is mismanagement, one, of their president, and two, of their own doing. So therefore, ZANU-PF has no plans. If we wanted to have the constitution changed, we'd have been lobbying for it by now. So the three-third majority, it's a welcome majority if we get it by tomorrow, which we will. And if we can get every seat to ZANU-PF, that is our wish, because we are in politics to win it and not to lose it. So we are not there to play tricks. We don't do politics. ZANU-PF plays clean politics. But if the enemy gifts us with an odd goal, we will not deny it. We will accept any blessing which comes to us through the mismanagement of CCC or through the immaturity of Mr. Nelson Chamisa. So to answer your question, it is not true. ZANU-PF had never intended to force a second term on the a third term on the president. And in any case, the president had never said he wants a third term. We just want the country to be ruled in a proper manner. When the term ends, unless the Zimbabweans themselves say we want you more, it can be changed. But for now, we have not raised that issue. It is not our intention, and ZANU-PF has no such intention.
Thank you there. I will now go over to you, Mr. Kore, but I understand we are going to go now to Mr. Professor Ricky Mukonza. You heard about Justice Kwenda's ruling that bars CCC members that were recalled from contesting the by-elections tomorrow. What does this mean to the main opposition in the country?
I think the drama continues because what it means is that the real leaders of opposition, those that the people originally elected to represent them, are no longer going to have the chance to be on the ballot paper, meaning that what people are going to elect is what probably ZANU-PF prefers to have in parliament. I think what we can then say is that democracy is being raped in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. I'm not sure if we have Mr. Kore yet, but for now, ndodzoka kwamuri vamavaza mataura imi kuti aiwa ZANU-PF haisi kuda kuti iwanikwe iyo ichichinja yatingati constitution yenyika asi ndozviri kutaurwa one vamwe imi remangwana munoona rakamira sei?
Remangwana renyika yeZimbabwe tinoona rakajeka nekuti vana veZimbabwe munzvimbo dzakawanda dzatingati pachishupa chirungu in several constituencies vanenge vari kumiririrwa nevanhu vebato reZANU-PF vanoziva guta ruzhinji vanoita zvido zvevanhu. Chepiri, vamukonza ndanzwa vachikwiwa kuti no democracy is being raped in Zimbabwe. Zvinonyadzisa kuti mukuru achari achidaro, nekuti tikatarisa panapa democracy ndo chaiyo iri kuitika. Kana mumwe anopikisa akakanda chigaro chake pasi, isu vamwe tinoti nhonga dziri pamutemo kuburinda nesarudzo. Dai panga pasina democracy, dai vamunangagwa vakangodaidzira kuti ozivakandisisa nao ZANU-PF. But hatina kudaro tati handei kuita makwiti. TCC zismav nevana vezimbabwe yanga ichitoziva kare kuti pane mutongo wehigh court wakaitwa naJustice Katiyo kuti kana wanga wadaidzwa kuti hauchabvumidzwa kumiririra TCC hauzokwanisa kupinda zvakare musarudzo iri kuda kutsiva iwewe, because sarudzo iri kuitwa iwe ndowakabviswa ndouri kutsiviwa. TCC ine magweta kubva kuna Chamisa igweta, vanovatedzera magweta akawanda vese vanoziva mutemo, asi takaona vachingoita kuomesa musoro vachingodzosera vana Ostalos vanga vadzingwa nebato ravo. Saka sure idambudziko guru yekuti tine TCC but havadi kutevera mutemo, vada kungosa kuita paitenge zvinonzi pane bopoto pakati pedemokrasi nevana veZimbabwe. Saka dai TCC yakasarudza vamwe vanhu kuti endai munotimiririra, mutsive vabviswa ava, imi ndimi muchiri hengu zveTCC. Dai tinge tine imwe nyaya paTCC yangoita nharo nemutemo ikaedza kudzokera kucourt kuti vaite the same law yavaudzwa kunzi haishandi, vada kushandisa the same thing itozo. Ndo dzinonzi nharo dzisingabatsiri, nharo kuda kurwisana nemhepo hakubudirire. Saka muchidimbu hongu vana veZimbabwe, remangwana eZimbabwe rakanaka. Mangwana ZANU-PF ikawana masika atiri kuda, aiwa tenda Mwari, munenge makumiririrwa nebato chairo chairo munzvimbo dzose dzakasiyana siyana.
Tombo yakwamuri vakore, Mr. Kore, what's your take on what Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF has just said?
Ndinotenda nenguva yamandipa. Sekutanga ndoda kuti zvavari kutaura hazvina muturo, nekuti zvinoita kuti mapoka nemapoka asanzwana nemuZimbabwe. Zvaita kuti tisvike pakuti tinonyombana veropa rimwe verudzi rimwe. Chandinoona chakakodzera muZimbabwe kuti dai vanhu vabatana vagadzirisa nyika, vana baba vedu vari kumusoro vanongonetsana politics, vachinetsana kunetsana zvigaro, asi isusu vechidiki vari kukura tiri kupa nenzara, tiri kubuda muZimbabwe nokuda kwekuti maelections avanzwanani, vanhu vakavhota vanoitiswa. Izvi zvakonzerwa neZANU-PF inoda kugara iri mupawa, asi mukatarisa kugara kwacho kwavari kuita mupawa, havana kana maidea ekuti nyika tinoita sei kuendaisa nyika the next level. So zvavari kutaura zvimake sense, nekuti tiri kuona kuti muZimbabwe muri kutsikirirwa democracy. Vanhu vari kuenda kumaelections, asi maelections aacho epoti rezvezita, haasi maelections ari pamutemo, nekuti vanhu vari kuenda kumaelections pasina voters roll. Vanhu vari kuenda kumaelections pasina zvakakwana, maelectoral reforms akakwana. Saka by the end of the day the mass are suffering. Vanhu veruzhinji ndo vari kusafa, ivo vachinetsana zvigaro, vachinetserana maparliament, asi veruzhinji tichisafa. Chandinoda kuvimbisa vana veZimbabwe kuti ngatimbosiye politics pasi, timbobatane semarudzi emaZimbabweans kubvisa vanhu vakanganisa nyika yedu. Nekuti tikasiya mapoliticians achitambisa nyika yedu, vana vedu ndo vatasafa ende vana vedu ndo vari kuparara. Izvozvi kune mabi elections mari chabuda mazvuru nezvuru emamillions, panzvimbo yekuti taitarapa cholera, taitapana mbuya kumamisha vari kufirwa nemombe, vane zvirwere. Asi izvozvizvi Zimbabwe iri busy kunetsana nepolitics. Iye zvino nyaya yekuti president E.G. Mnangagwa haana kuwina maelections nemazvo, taakutoisiya pasaidi nezvepolitics. Opposition uyo wazodzingwa, kune mabi elections azodai Saka hakuna kwatiri kuenda semaZimbabwe. Dai mababa etu mazibaba matiregererawo mambogara pasi mamboona kuti nyika toende pinayo nyika toita sei vana vari kutambura vana vari kusafa kunyika dzisiri dzavo vana vari kwenda muhutapwa nokuda kwematongerwo enyika.
Thank you so much. There is a comment on Facebook. There is Macmillan Masawi, and I'm in support of Kore. Ataurapo mkoma Kore, anzi shwa mataura, shwa babata, variku kuona ipa Facebook ye VOA Shona. Andoya kwa muri Professor Mukonza Manzi, kwa shwa taura wanewechi liki mkoma Laena Ukore, pamsoro pesha, variku tiwo nyonga nyonga iriku itika mnyazi eshi, matonge rwenyika. Zwo kazi risikuwa sei.
Ndoda kutendrana nezviri kutaurwa namukoma Kore. I think vataura chaizvo chaizvo matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Changa chichida kuti chiitwe pakugadzirisa zvinyeswa zviri muZimbabwe pari zvino, ndofunga kuti inyaya yekutombotaurirana kwevemapato akasiyana siyana ezvematongerwo enyika, kwete mapato ezvematongerwo enyika chete, asi vemachechiwo vemaNGOs nechi, nekuti dambudziko rasanganikwa naro muZimbabwe riri kuramba richiita kuti upenyu urambe huchidzikira. Quality yeupenyu iri kuramba ichidzikira tikada kutarisa kubva 2000 kusvika patiri panapa. Mwana weZimbabwe ari nechekuzasi ari kutambura zvakanyanya pane izvezvi pane zvaanga achiita muna 2000. Saka pari kutoda kutomboitwa zviya zvakamboitika muna 2008 pakataurirana vaMugabe navatsvangirai naurirano dziri dzechokwadi dzisi dzekuhwandirana. Potauriranwa poumbwa hurumende inenge ine mubatanidzwa inoita kuti basa reZimbabwe rienderere mberi, nekuti kana paine hurumende isiri kuvimbwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe vakawanda uye nevanhu vekunze, hapana kwatiri kuenda.
Mr. Mavaza, if you may come in there, you heard the young gentleman, Lionel Kore, saying it's important for politicians to sit together and iron out the way forward for Zimbabwe. What's your take? Mr. Mavaza, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but we'll come back to you, Mr. Kore, if you're on the line.
Okay.
Yes, you can continue. There are a lot of people that are supporting your stance. If you can tell us, if you were given a chance today to say, okay, what should Zimbabwe do, especially when it comes to opposition politics at the moment, what would you say?
So, inini kufunga kwangu ndekwe kuti chekutanga kupikisa kwatino itanga kutaite kupikisana kwegodo ngakuite kupikisana kwema ideas. Kuti veopposition maideas amunayo kuti nyika ende mberi ndeapi tiudzinzwe maideas oiswa patable, toenda kune rimwe bato kwakuti maideas amunawo neZimbabwe ndeapi toisa patable, kwete maideas ekumaketa party kana kumaketa bato renyu, kuti maideas kuti Zimbabwe iende kumberi. Asi zvatiri kuona muZimbabwe mune ruvengo kana these opposition zvinoreva kuti imhandu yako. Vanhu vatadza kunzwisisa kuti an opposition party it means an alternative government inouya ine masolutions zvatabva neruling government. So initarisa for example zviri kuitika kwai kuine madifferences anga government neopposition, ruling party neopposition. Asi pavavirwa nedambudziko rehondo vakasvika pakubatana kuti inyika yavo, kusaziva kuti vakabatana muchokwadi here kana mumanepo. Asi tatinoziva nechekuti vaka pakubatana mukaenda kune hondo, Ukraine yakasvika pakubatana. Iko zvino muZimbabwe tine hondo, tine hondo yekolera, tine hondo yekumishonga, tine hondo ana mbuya ana pensheni, tine hondo yekuti magraduate haasi kuenda kumabasa, tine hondo yekuti magwedha azara late degradation. Nyika iri kuparara tikatarisa inga madzira vari kuita bato reZimbabwe hatisi kuudzwa kunzi chiitiri kunyika iri kuona by the end of this day nyika yatoitanga pakutengeswa tisikatarisi vana veZimbabwe, nekuti vana veZimbabwe vaisa trust individuals. My isa trust from a big man politics. And the putting authority in return to Zimbabwe. Nika isa moon one. Nika isa Zanpier. Nika isa people see. Nika isa any political party.
Thank you there, Mr. Kore. Let me now take a caller. Hello, caller. Hey, Makadi, you caller. I watch it. What did you say? What did you caller? Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma shuro muve nezwa rakanaka.
All right, it's much as muve nengo yakanaka.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know if we still have Mr. Mavaza.
Yes, I'm here. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, if you can just give me your last word. You heard what the caller there said. What do you think from what the caller just said?
What the caller said, I wanted to look at our cabinet. We have 82% youth. And only 80% old people. And again, I wanted to comment briefly before you shut off on what Kore and the professor have said. What is happening in Zimbabwe now, it is the dog's breakfast caused by the opposition. The problem is not in the country. The problem is in the opposition politics. We cannot start blaming the ruling party for the inefficiency of the opposition. So Zimbabwe is not having any political problem, but the opposition is having the leadership problem. Actually, what has happened is the leadership crisis from the very day they appointed Chamisa to be their president. And he ran away from them to show that he could not handle it. To start another party, we'll spend 20 years with Chamisa, starting a party, abandoning it, starting another one, abandoning it. You cannot start a political party unless you have got political understanding.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let me also give Mr. Mkonza, Professor Mkonza, your last word, and then we'll hear from Mr. Kore. Go ahead.
I think our problem in Zimbabwe is that we have a government that is failing to govern.
Mm-hmm.
Equally with an opposition that is mad in confusion and fighting amongst itself. And because of that, Zimbabwe is in a serious crisis that requires, rescuing. I don't know how the rescuing can be done, but I think we are in a serious problem.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, Mr. Kore, I won't be able to thank you. But that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya Huye.